Everybody had a little trouble getting up on stage. Looks like the mic's working. I'm gonna let Tank and Yelena hop in here and we'll dive right in. Also, is it me or does Twitter Spaces seem to become less stable day by day? Just miscellaneous weirdness and bugs. Got a small room full of my favorites. Going on BBU, Soy, Martin. Finn, I know you're not actually here, but appreciate you recording, as always. What's going on, Joe? Joe, if you're around, actually, it goes for anyone. If you guys stick around to the second half of the show, when we kind of finish up our general news recap, we'll be happy to let people up on stage if we want to shoot the shit a little bit. But Yelena has a hard stop at the 30-minute mark, so we're going to tackle Noble stuff right off the bat. Speaking of which, where is she and Tank? Going on, Snails? Good to see you, man. Don't you love it when both your co-host and guest are playing hard to get? I got a ton of news lined up, so if they somehow no-show, I got plenty to dive into. Hey, there we go. There's Yelena.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, 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 good. Can't believe it's already Thursday.
Do you actually take weekends off? I'm curious.
No.
My weeks kind of blend together.
No, but it's nice when it's the weekend because then I don't have meetings. And then I
Very true.
Work.
Yeah. Just waiting on Tank. If he's in here in a couple minutes, we'll dive in just because I know you have a hard stop at the 30-minute mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for understanding. Just busy today.
No worries. Glad we could squeeze this in as our first guest, actually. Pretty cool stuff going on over at Noble, so it'll be fun to get into.
Yeah, excited to chat. So this is the first episode you guys are doing?
First, say again.
Is this the first episode you guys are doing? Oh, no, this is second episode, the chain chat.
Yeah, first with like a guest. First was pretty introductory just to the space itself. You sort of had fun with it. But yeah, first official one, I should say.
Awesome. Great.
Joe, I see you in the audience. Other Joe, haven't seen you around for a while. Congrats on everything with Saga lately. It's been awesome. Bad kids, how we doing? Cool. So I happen to know Tank is pretty busy today. He was going to be squeezing this in anyways. So we'll just get started without him and hopefully he'll hop in here soon.
Let's do it.
Cool. So maybe let's start a little cliche so we can keep it brief, but a little bit of your background and specifically the sort of journey to where Noble is now. It sort of feels like one day there were sort of rumors of a rather unique real world asset chain in Cosmos. Suddenly Noble was a thing. And then not too long after, its USDC issuance was going crazy. So where does it start?
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a great question. So, all right. So I have been I've been a core contributor for a number of kind of blockchain protocols throughout my 7 years working in the space full time. I started out working with the Definity team back in early 2018, and started off with community building and various sort of like adoption kind of related roles, you could say. And then went to Celo, where I was a contributor with the Celo protocol, and then joined Informal Systems. And that's when I kind of started full-time contributing to the Cosmos ecosystem. And then at Informal, worked on variety of initiatives related to the Cosmos Hub itself, including things like kind of IBC, go-to-market, interchain security, kind of various other things. So yeah, when it comes to the Noble idea, it was back in 2022, shortly after Terra collapsed. And so I'm sure a lot of people here remember UST was the only native stablecoin that we had in the Cosmos ecosystem. Everything else was bridged either over Axelar or with the Gravity Bridge. And so, you know, kind of had this like epiphany moment, like, how do we kind of prevent, you know, more systemic risk from kind of taking place in the ecosystem by bringing in more of these like stable kind of blue chip kind of native assets, like a native USDC. And so that was kind of like the fundamental idea. When UST blew up, it was like really detrimental to, you know, I mean, to every like project, but specifically Osmosis, because they had just had such a big amount of UST volume on their chain. And so really we wanted to kind of come together and like figure out a way that we could like, you know, support the ecosystem and like have a much easier kind of, you know, secure kind of access to something like a native USDC. And so kind of started thinking about the what the architecture of a chain could look like to support something like this. Started talking to some folks over at Circle on the product side, kind of socialized the idea with the Osmosis team and DYDX, and finally, you know, finally kind of established that partnership with Circle and then started building. And then that's when I left Informal to work on this full time, because I saw Noble as, of course, a really important chain from the perspective of, you know, native USDC, but also a place where we could actually bring on other stable coins and RWAs and things like this. And so, you know, since then we've grown quite a lot. We've been able to obviously issue be an issuance chain for over $200 million of USDC in, you know, only 6 months. We do about $1 billion of IBC transaction volume on a monthly basis. So at any point, Noble makes up about 30 to 50% or so of IBC transaction volume, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. Very cool. And also just makes sense, right? I mean, like you're saying, UST proved, all of crypto has proved the demand for stable coins and the less sort of risk factors. You know, previously we were bridging from Ethereum native ones. The less of those kind of risk potentials, the better. One thing you said there that I just want to call out, we'll definitely get into it a little bit more later, but one of the things I hope to help with this space and with Interchain Info and such is I think a lot of people probably think of Noble as the USDC chain, but I know it has plans to be a lot more. So like real world assets in general is a very broad category. You kind of mentioned that, and we'll definitely dive into that. But just as a call out for people, there's a lot more going on here than just a Circle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, thank you for addressing that. Also, we have a really exciting announcement next week as well. We recently announced Frax. So Noble will be working with the Frax team to kind of implement a bunch of their kind of EVM, like, sorry, their contracts onto the Noble chain that can make it super easy to hop between kind of EVM side of things to Cosmos, kind of using Noble as that routing mechanism to chains like Say or, you know, Osmosis or whatever it might be. But then we also have another great announcement coming out next week on another type of asset that's like that's doing really well in the Ethereum space. So yeah, there's a lot of kind of diversity of assets coming to Noble, and with that kind of more an even better UX in terms of interacting with these stables and RWAs. So yeah, looking forward to that.
So much to dig into. Where to start? I think I'll knock out one sort of boring technicalist question, and we can answer from a high level because we're not trying to get into dev talk here. But a lot of people have asked me questions, and I don't actually have a super solid answer. I can explain it in sort of vague terms, but Noble acting pretty differently from other chains as far as it not having an L1 token, potentially participating in interchain security with the AEZ. Could you maybe just explain a little bit about how Noble works and what makes it unique in that regard?
Yeah, for sure. So yes, I mean, we are very unique from like a kind of architecture, specifically when it comes to like consensus. So right now we are a proof of authority chain. So the reason we did that is because we wanted to kind of go live as quickly as possible, and we wanted to, you know, build out the core capabilities of the Noble chain, things like certain type of middleware, things like certain type of kind of routing kind of functionality, certain modules, etc. And we just wanted to build, like, start building ASAP. And so we figured, let's go live with the POA chain. We also weren't in a position at that time to do a native token. And also, even if we were, figuring out, like, the mechanism, you know, for distributing the token and, you know, things like validator rewards and things like this, it just takes time, right? And so we really just wanted to show that the Noble chain works, that we are capable of delivering and executing on, like, a very specific objective. And I know that's, like, very different than, like, other chain launches. I mean, I've obviously, you know, been around for many years, and typically, you know, when a chain launches, it's with a token, and, you know, it's with, like, centralized exchange listings, and there's, like, inflation rewards and all that fun stuff. But honestly, for Noble, it's just my personality. Like, I just wanted to see it work, and kind of punted that like token question down the road. And we did it. Like, we did it. It works. I mean, we bring immense value to the ecosystem, as you've mentioned. And so we're at this phase right now where we're continuing to execute, we're continuing to ship, and to demonstrate that Noble, again, is, like, this useful chain for things like stable coins and things like, you know, solving for, like, the fungibility challenge that you have with IBC when, you know, you have many, like, tokens, like, originating on many chains. And so that's something we're continuing to double down on. And of course, there's other assets that I mentioned that are coming to the Noble chain, things like Hashnotes USYC, it's a tokenized treasury bill, you know, Frax stable coins, sorry, I was about to even, I was just about to mention the one next week, but I stopped myself. That would have been a slip up. You'll find out.
We would have kept it secret. Everyone in here is trustworthy.
Exactly. And so, anyways, so whatever, there's others coming. I mean, we're actively chatting to so many projects, and, like, as you guys know, there's always, like, a new stablecoin launching, and, like, different fiat stablecoins, and just different RWAs. Anyways, there's a lot coming to Noble. But your question is, okay, well, how does the Noble chain kind of evolve, right? Because, like, we took a very different, you know, playbook to how we launched, as I've kind of described, with our proof of authority chain. And I guess the TLDR is that this is, like, our big focus right now to figure out and to kind of align on, which is, what is the validation mechanism? What is, like, the kind of proof of stake security? You know, what would the Noble token do if there was a Noble token, and all of that fun stuff. So I don't have anything, like, to share at this very moment. Like, this is something that we take great care around, and we don't intend to be kind of flippant and just put something out there just for the sake of it. There needs to be, like, very clear reasoning and utility. And again, our playbook was obviously very different than just, hey, launch with a token, hope you get a lot of activity, have inflationary rewards, and then, you know, go from there. We wanted to launch something very useful first and foremost.
Makes perfect sense. Cool. And I'm sure, I know there are many plans for, you know, revisions and new things in the future, a lot of stuff in the pipes already sort of being worked through. Let me ask you a personal question, not really technical on the Noble side. Also, Ed, welcome to the stage. I bet you two have never spoken on a space, but probably seen the accounts around. Ed here is my co-founder for Interchain Info. And did I almost just lose? No, yeah, actually, question for both of you. Why do you think USDC issuance on Noble / in Cosmos eclipsed other ecosystems in sort of the pace that it did? I remember there was a period of time where we'd get a new post every day from Pokachu about more USDC has been issued here than on X other chain or Y other chain. Just from a personal side, yeah. What do you think propelled that?
It's a great question. So, a couple things. One, there was an incredible latent demand for native USDC. I mean, even before Noble kind of shipped native USDC, there was I forget the exact number, but definitely more than 50 million of Axler USDC. So there's clearly like latent demand for kind of the asset already there. However, I would say it was the actual kind of growth is a combination of a few things. One, DYDX succeeding with DYDX V4. So they've been in this transition period between V3 and V4, where they've kind of migrated incentives to the V4 chain, and overall the UX has gotten so much better. So that's like one thing.
Two, can I interrupt with one personal question?
Yeah.
Any idea when I may be able to deposit to DYDX straight from Noble? Because now what happens is ridiculous. I have USDC on Noble. I have to use a couple other services to get it onto Polygon, then deposit it to DYDX, and I follow it on chain, and it goes right back to Osmosis, swaps into Noble USDC. Like, what's going on there? And any potential update coming down the pipeline?
I know what you're talking about. Out of curiosity, when was the last time you tried this out?
Was a couple weeks ago since I made a deposit. Yeah, so is there already an update?
Let me follow up on that. So this is what happened. So with the DYDX V4 front end, there were pretty much two paths to depositing USDC on the DYDX V4 chain. One was the path that you described, which actually uses Axler USDC to like swap into native on Osmosis. So there's a pool on Osmosis called 1212, which like facilitates the swapping. Honestly, not a great system. The second piece is the CCTP integration that Noble built. So you can actually sort of directly kind of mint USDC on the Noble chain and then take that to DYDX in one click. Let me follow up on exactly what the front end is supporting right now. The first path I described was sort of the necessary path before we got like CCTP stable. So actually kind of going back to your question on like, what was the reasoning for such a high like influx of native USDC? So one is DYDX V4, two is there was latent demand with like already the bridged assets. And then three was actually this CCTP integration that we did. So Noble built out this integration called the CCTP, so the cross-chain transfer protocol. So this is Circle's native bridge that allows you to natively go between ETH, Polygon, Arbitrum, Optimism, Avalanche, Solana, now, and Noble. And what that means is it's like a cross-chain bridge. So it kind of does away for the needs for something like an Axler. And it's like a one-to-one kind of process. So you burn on one chain, mint on the other. And then we've also built up a forwarding capability. So you can actually forward that immediately to a destination like DYDX. And that's actually coming live next week, the forwarding module on the Noble chain, which is super exciting. And so that is like partially, I would say, another reason for the big influx is it was just super easy and cheap to go cross like natively from like ETH, let's say, to Cosmos using Noble's CCTP implementation. By the way, we were also the first non-EVM implementation of this bridge in production. So Solana has since gone live. So that's now the kind of second non-EVM implementation, but something we are really proud of. When it comes to other things, obviously things like airdrops, Celestia taking off. This all drives demand for Noble, right? As soon as you have any new chain launch, any airdrop, any like even NFT taking off, like in like on Stargaze or whatever, like this just drives demand for USDC, right?
I would actually say that Noble and USDC is the single best example yet of the true potential and benefits of IBC.
Yes.
It's the fact that any Dimension, Celestia, DYDX, many more to come. Like if Binance weren't so sketchy and turned on their IBC and dropped a BUSD, how easy it would be to fill that eco to where there's a ton of demand. So IBC is obviously great. We all know that. But I actually have thought about this a bit. And I think this is the first really concrete of like, this sort of network effect can't be achieved elsewhere.
Yes. Yes. No, exactly. Because think about it. So Noble goes live with USDC. Out of the box, any Cosmos chain, any chain at all that has IBC capabilities can plug into Noble for instant sourcing of USDC liquidity. Same with any other asset, right? Like this is why we're having this really nice adoption and all of this inbound from all of these like different asset issuers, like, you know, the Hashnotes of the world, the Fraxes of the world, and many others that are like, hey, like, we integrate with Noble, and then it's like instant interoperability, like kind of rails to all of the other IBC chains. And like, as you said, like you can't do this in other ecosystems. Like obviously on something like Ethereum, it's different because it's like a monolithic environment where, you know, you have Frax smart contracts, and any app on top of ETH can like plug into those contracts and like get Frax assets onto their DEX or AMM or whatever it might be. Obviously in Cosmos, it's different because every chain is sovereign, and that kind of monolithic architecture does not exist. So we've had to like solve for that in this like highly fragmented, highly, you know, sovereign ecosystem of many chains, which, you know, kind of just goes back to the Cosmos thesis itself and like why IBC is so powerful. But for us, you know, as Cosmos kind of builders, like we were like, okay, well, how do you recreate that effect where you can like deploy a contract, like let's say like on ETH and mint a bunch of stable coins, and now that liquidity is just available to any app builder or any end user on that chain. But of course, in a Cosmos context.
Yeah, everything's slowly coming together, it feels like. We only have Yelena for a little bit more time here, but real quick, I want to let Ed and Tank chime in, just say hi, as well as if they have any additional thoughts, weigh in on maybe their thoughts on why USDC issuance just eclipsed other chains here in Cosmos upon launch. And so we don't do the both talk at once.
Yeah, Ed, you can go ahead, Tank. you can go ahead.
I see what you did there. Hey, Yelena, nice to talk to you again. We actually met once. I think I spoke to you right around the frenzies going out. Like this was back in the day. And yeah, so thank you for joining today. And it's incredible the amount of work and you know, publicity and awareness that you guys are generating for Cosmos. I think this is understated, and I think there's a lot more coming. I cannot comment technically on where funds are coming from or what's going on. So that's probably outside of my or above my pay grade. Let's just put it like that. But definitely excited to have you on and to have the Noble team shipping and delivering and onboarding so many users.
Thank you so much. Yeah, of course, I remember when we met over a year ago at this point. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to kind of build on that and also give you flowers and praise. A person I don't think we've ever spoke, but I've been following along like a lot of us, your hard work along with the Noble team and everything that you guys are doing. And I just, again, want to give you praise and say thank you for all the hard work and you know, the promotions and the attention that Cosmos ecosystem is getting now because of what you guys are doing. It's just absolutely amazing. So just wanted to take a moment and say that to you. Thank you.
Guys, this means a lot. Thank you so much, honestly.
Well, it's funny. You're probably, in a sense, the single most utilized thing in Cosmos just because USDC is so used everywhere. So like what you guys have built there, probably every single cosmonaut has benefited from, which is hard to say for almost anything else aside from maybe like Atom and Osmosis.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting. Like the incentives is as follows, right? Like every app chain right now is in some sense trying to compete for users and liquidity and mind share and incentives and token, whatever stuff, right? It's like sometimes it feels like a PvP environment, right? Where, oh, well, if, you know, Osmosis is one thing, it might take away users from like another like DEX, like Kujira or vice versa. You know what I mean? Versus like for us, we're completely positively aligned with the growth of any chain. So you have this like very nice positive sum like outcomes where if there is like a lot of activity on Osmosis because they're now like launching some like new like app on their chain, whatever it might be. Well, cool. Like, you know, USDC stablecoins, it'll be part of that. So how do we just like make it even easier for that activity to flow to where the demand is?
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so I have two last little questions I want to hit you with. We're super short on time, so maybe we can do a combo answer. But hopefully, if we're doing our job right with these spaces and Interchain Info, we'll have some people listening now or after the fact, thanks to Terra Spaces, maybe aren't familiar with Noble or keeping up with things. So I think a real quick overview of the new Frax update would be awesome, just so people know what's going on there. And then also, I'm just curious about your thoughts of the future of on-chain real-world assets in general. Noble-centric, obviously, but beyond stablecoins, where else might we go?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So one on the Frax piece. So We've been chatting. I actually met Sam before UCC was even live back at ETH Denver last year, and it's been quite a long.
Not Bankman-Fried, for anyone wondering.
Oh, sorry. No. Sam Kazemian, who founded Frax. And so it's been a long journey, doing the education around the Cosmos stack and how, chains, interoperate. And so what we're doing with them right now, the TLDR is as follows. So they have multiple kind of Frax kind of assets. So there's like SFRAX, which is like a yield bearing kind of like an asset. And there's, they even have like a stable coin, like a FRAX stable coin and things like this. And so what we're doing is we're looking at the contracts kind of on the EVM side and we're saying, okay, how do we kind of make it super easy for either somebody to kind of mint that natively on the Noble chain using something like a Token Factory kind of module, or do we actually kind of mint it on the ETH side and then kind of like bridge it over with something like a Frax Fairy, which is kind of, think of it like their decentralized kind of version of a Circle's cross-chain transfer protocol, which I mentioned we built on the Noble side. So we have a lot of experience kind of building these interop solutions. And so in any case, really just digging into the contracts themselves, figuring out what is the best way to, again, bring those assets into Noble so that they can very easily flow to destination chains, like Osmosis and Say, which has IBC connectivity and others. It's interesting. I was speaking to Sam and he was mentioning, it was very challenging trying to figure out how to navigate the Cosmos ecosystem, because I think, everyone kind of has their own perspectives on, how you can like bring in, let's say Frax assets, et cetera. And so I'm just really happy that like they're trusting us to kind of figure that out for them, with them rather. And so, we're in that process of figuring that out together. Your second question was how do you see stables or RWAs kind of taking off in terms of adoption overall? I guess a few things. So, one, you're going to have a lot of fragmentation actually in the ETH space with the abundance of like layer twos and layer threes and all of that coming online. And it's still to this day very expensive to source like stable coin liquidity on the ETH mainnet itself. And so I think like something that will continue to have to be figured out in order to drive adoption is the interop story. And we're really obviously advocates of IBC. And so thinking about how IBC can like be that solution for, again, these like L2s, L3s that does need this like native kind of sourcing of liquidity for something like USDC. Because if you think about it, it's, just unrealistic that Circle can natively issue on all of the chains, just like they figured out they couldn't in Cosmos. And that's why they obviously went with Noble. And so the interop solution is something that we have to figure it out for adoption to continue. I guess in terms of like the types of assets, more from like an end user perspective, I would say the yield bearing assets are just the ones that are taking off the most currently, for I think obvious reasons, just as it is, like the yields are quite high, like you're just printing money, like 5% or whatever it is, just by doing nothing. So we're seeing like, for example, on chains like Manta or Blast or others, you have this kind of effect where you can kind of increase these yields and kind of do more like degen stuff with by like using these yield bearing assets to even like use as collateral on like certain like perps dexes and things like this. And so I just think that's going to continue. But yeah, I would say like stable coins are here to stay. The RWAs, I guess, would be like the yield bearing ones, kind of that gets you the exposure.
Let me toss a curveball. So I probably have a bit of a bias just because this is the first example I heard of an RWA. But like whenever I think of them on chain, my mind goes to like, I want the deed for my house as an NFT or as some kind of on. Is Noble the type of chain that could facilitate that kind of stuff in the future? Or like, I guess you might call them personal RWAs as opposed to like financial based ones.
The beautiful thing about Noble is because of how we've built the Noble chain, really you can build any type of RWAs, like kind of contract on Noble. Like it's all you're really doing is just building modules, like using the Cosmos SDK. So yeah, I mean, absolutely we could. The question is like, what's the demand for something like that? Currently we're just focused on, you know, things that drive like volume and like demand. And like, obviously stables are the perfect example of that. But again, like something like the yield bearing assets, that's another perfect example of things that just make sense to focus on. So yeah, I mean, you know, tokenizing your the deed to your home or whatever, or even like tokenizing mortgages, I guess, like debt. you know, you could technically
it'll be
do.
A thing for yeah. sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a really good chart. Let me try to pull it up quickly. Joe Jerte, he's joined us as a on the BD side, and he shared this with me because he was previously at Saga and is now at Noble. But he shared with me this really nice chart of RWAs, like they're going to be in the trillions of dollars in the next few years, right? And there's different types of RWAs, and so yeah, I mean, really any of those types could be a fit for the Noble chain.
Awesome. So I guess unless Ed or Tank have a final question, and you have maybe a minute or two more.
I have a couple more minutes, and then I'll.
Okay, cool. If you guys have anything, this would be perfect time. However. Yeah. That is a perfect full circle place, I will say, to one of the first things we talked about, which is Noble is far more than the USDC chain.
Yes.
I think that's a perfect, yeah.
And one more thing I'll signal actually now, and you know, keen to get kind of early feedback. So as we bring on more assets to the Noble chain, so things like, you know, Frax and Hashnotes, USYC and others, actually having apps on the Noble chain itself to do some of the swapping, I think makes sense for the Noble assets. So actually even take something more like user friendly, like a, like let's say a Euro stablecoin, right? Like how, like right now it's still like from an on-chain perspective, like not an ideal way to like, let's say swap between those stable coins, right? Like still centralized exchanges are being used, like still kind of like off ramps, and I don't know, it's just not great, right? And so we want to actually facilitate some of that swapping activity on the Noble chain itself, but again only from the perspective of like routing. So if I maybe not like the Euro example, but if I want to, let's say, take my USDC that I have on Osmosis and I want to get like a yield bearing kind of asset, let's say like a US YC Hashnotes asset, and I want to take that to Injective, let's say, because I want to, I don't know, like use it on the on their Heliox or whatever. I could do that using using Noble as a swap mechanism, right? So I could and then actually get that perfect redemption price because Noble already hosts that data itself, right? Because like if it's a yield bearing asset, that changes all the time, right? Whether it's currently 4.5%, and maybe tomorrow it's 5%.
Right. And then again, IBC unlocks the possibility for that data to be available wherever else it's needed.
So just an idea, some like kind of early alpha of like things we're thinking about, but again, making it super easy to go from point A to point B and as minimal clicks and as in the cheapest way possible.
Hey, Yelena, just before you drop off, a quick question here. And I don't mean to, this isn't meant like a gotcha. And, you know, I actually don't know. And I feel like maybe others are also thinking about this too. How does Noble, what is Noble's business model? How do you guys make, how does it make money, or how does it stay sustainable or profitable?
Great question.
Thank you.
Yeah, great question. So this is the answer. So right now we don't make money. So we actually used to have a very small transaction fee that we put on IBC out transactions, so it was very, very minimal, and that was a source of revenue for us, and you know, also as a way to compensate the validator set, so on and so forth. And then we were like, you know what, this doesn't really make sense. Like IBC is already really cheap. Like it's almost like gas in Cosmos is like not a thing, right? And so we were like, you know, this from a UX perspective, it just doesn't make sense. Anyways, so those fees were like turned off, like that arbitrary fee amount that we implemented. And so now it's like, we're trying to figure out that question, to be honest. But like my kind of philosophy is as follows. If you build something extremely useful and you have all of this activity and you can like generate all this like value for the ecosystem, and we can and we will get to over $1 billion of, you know, dollars of total assets issued on like via the Noble chain, there will be a way to like create business models around that in a way that's like makes sense for everybody, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's currently the thinking. We are talking about a Noble token, what Noble token would do. So that's like another thing to consider, but TBD on that as well.
Interesting. Cool.
I think we just heard something.
Yeah. I think that's also a super fair answer. I think people would be surprised at how many protocols, both chain level and, you know, DApp or something else, are not profitable and maybe even try and hide it, right? We're all still kind of figuring stuff out.
Exactly. And like, I mean, the one thing the reason we had to raise like venture capital is because we needed like resources to ship and to execute and to hire a team and all that fun stuff. But you know, we did see Noble as like a viable business that isn't really a candidate for like a grant. Not to say that we were even offered a grant for Noble, but let's say we were from like, let's say something like the ICF. I don't even think that would have made sense because it's more than just like a one and done. Like there is ongoing maintenance. There are more product launches. There are more asset integrations coming, et cetera, et cetera. So it, from that perspective, it's a growing business. But to your question, like how do we make money right now? We just don't. So
that's when Circle issues USDC on you guys, they're still holding the USD or equivalents in like a bank of some kind, right?
Yeah.
It's not in your possession.
Correct.
I wonder if changing that and earning some yield on the stuff that backs your real world assets could be a potential solution. Not just stable coins, but as things expand.
So 1,000%. There's actually an incredibly exciting project. This I cannot wait to like start working on, and we're gonna start the process in a week or so. It's a team called M0, and I encourage everyone to read their white paper. Actually, it's founded, or the people kind of working there are ex MakerDAO and ex Circle, in fact, and they're working on a project to do exactly this. So pretty much what you can do, so they're a protocol, and what you could do is actually mint something called like these M tokens that are all technically fungible with each other, but can be minted by various protocols or even like entities. And these are stable coins that then distribute, to your point, the yield to the users, to the teams, etc. So it's like a much nicer like incentive alignment from the perspective of you know, facilitating that issuance and then actually distributing some of those you know, some of that yield generated in a much more you know, open way. So yeah, I mean, right now, like that's like we don't benefit whatsoever. So, you know, if let's say we've issued, you know, $200 million of USDC, which we have, you know, that's whatever the yield like from like the short term treasury bonds that they kind of hold with an asset manager on the Circle side, you know, they obviously kind of manage those proceeds. But yeah, I mean, there are other kind of models popping up every day, like M0, that kind of seek to.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that right now because it sounds super interesting. Is it the word zero letter? Could you?
Yeah.
Handle.
I'll message you right now.
Cool. Here, I'll pin that to the top if it's something Twitter related for other people that are curious.
It's quite good stuff. I actually tweeted a. You know what, let me find my tweet because I did like share the paper. Yeah, I'll find it and then I'll message you it in like a couple minutes. But yeah.
Cool. Very exciting. And am I crazy, or this is the first mention I've heard of a potential Noble token? Well, I've heard rumors from random people, but did we get a little alpha on accident, or have I just not been paying close enough attention?
I mean, I didn't really confirm anything, but
it's denied.
Possible future avenue.
Yeah. I didn't really confirm anything, but I'm just saying it's always in the realm of possibilities. Okay, here I just sent you a tweet that kind of talks about this really, really interesting project. Honestly, it's like one of the coolest things I've come across in some time. So, anyways, encourage you guys to check it out.
By the way, thank you so much for that nuance on grants and how everyone just thinks, well, here's a bunch of money. You do what you need to do and then you're done. There's so much that happens afterwards, so much upkeep, maintenance, keeping the lights on, infra support. people, yeah. salary, whatever. Like, there's just so many things that are happening, and everyone's like, well, you got paid. That's it. You know, this is going to live forever in perpetuity without ever needing any support. So,
thank you. I mean, I wish that was the case. It would make our lives easier. But no, honestly, everything from like relayer, like stability to front end integrations, like to security audits to, like so much, honestly. So yeah, like it's okay. Like we love it. And like, we love building in Cosmos, but yeah, it's not in one and done. And I think like, this is the challenge we also have in Cosmos. Like, I think historically, I think we've just relied, you know, too much on like things like foundation grants to just like make things work. Sometimes it's actually good to have like, you know, kind of other sorts of capital to like get things done. I think it actually like kind of pushes, you know, makes you kind of work faster, let's say. So, yeah, that's kind of the current thinking there. But yeah, to Tenerant Timmy, I did send you the tweet in your DMs, so you can feel free to.
Yeah, super weird. It's not showing up on the device I'm on here right now. I'd see it on my other account. I just sent it to you, Ed, so maybe you could pin it for me. Some weird Twitter bug going on. But super.
All right, let me see.
Okay.
Awesome. Coolio. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. And yeah, I really think this is a nice format. And thank you so much for your good questions. And yeah, we'll chat soon.
Thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully we'll have you back on sometime in the, you know, not so distant future. And we'll have some really cool updates and new stuff to go over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Can't wait. All right. Awesome. Bye, guys.
Well, we don't have them in the space here, but in case you haven't heard of them somehow, handle here on Twitter, Noble_XYZ. Check them out. Really cool stuff going on there. I think stuff like real world assets or some of the stuff Lunar Space is doing with sort of hybrid on and off chain work and systems. I think a lot of Web3 is going to go that direction in the future. So keep an eye on Noble. I think it'll be super cool. And with that, we have a little moment of breathing time. How you guys doing, Ed and Tank?
All right, I just pinned that tweet. And yeah, it's been a crazy day and it's only 4 o'clock or 4:42. Still a lot of time left in the day. And it's Thursday. I wish it was a little later, but it's only Thursday.
Yeah, apologies. I was a little bit late. It's actually my wife's 43rd birthday this weekend and our 11th anniversary. So I'm scrambling before she gets home and I'll be honest, it totally just skipped my mind. I was like, oh crap, I'm late. I gotta go.
There are levels of priority in life. And
yeah, that's one of them.
Don't worry. Yeah.
The anniversary/birthday is definitely one of them, man.
Totally. And I think you're going to be having to jump at the top of the hour, right?
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? I just want to say to you guys, what a great conversation. You know, like I think a lot of people, you guys, I had no other questions because you guys just hit it right out the park in asking, you know, how they capture revenue or if they did. And then like just explain to everybody that Noble is much more than just USDC, because I think a lot of people, like even myself earlier on and even just until recently, whenever anybody said Noble, like I was just like stablecoin. That's it. Like that's in my head. That's all I think about, right?
I think there was a short period of time where I thought Circle was building the chain even, like without looking into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great conversation, man. Good on you guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I think she had been pretty firm with having to jump at the 30-minute mark, but I think when you're as interesting as Chain Chat is, you just gotta go over a little. So I have quite a few little pieces of news to touch on in sort of a rapid fire pace. But before we dive into that, anything on your guys' end, any news or really any other topics we want to touch on?
No, I just want to say the teams doing airdrops continue to, you know, struggle with clear and concise information. And that's why I have the followers and that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. I'll stop once they get better, but that's it. That's all that's going on.
Yep. Certain teams may get better, but I think the average is going to stay poor. So we'll have need for you for a long time. Yeah, hopefully we see some. A Noble token would be interesting. One thing I didn't get to ask her actually is, let's say I was building a real world centric project on chain. It would make a ton of sense to target my airdrop at like the Noble community. But how exactly do you do that if you can't look at people?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, you could like look at wallets that have the most volume with USDC, but like then you're just targeting DeFi people, right? So
but that's what you're that's what you want to do, right? You want to target liquidity, and that's
well, it depends. If I'm doing a project that's really not DeFi, I maybe want it to be governed by and therefore have my airdrop go to people who really care about the, you know, they're helping secure the Noble chain or something if it had normal staking in the way other chains do.
I can see that. Hey, before we get off too much of topic, I just want to kind of build on what you guys were just talking about with the airdrops. Guys, if you guys haven't already, and if you guys are listening to this later, definitely follow Airdrops One. You guys need to be on the in the know. That's the whole like theme of what we're trying to do here. I'm telling you, like what I even myself, I said it on my on our personal Discord. I was like, I didn't get any of this airdrop. I'm not gonna say which one it was because it's gonna make me feel even more embarrassed. But you gotta be on top of things. And it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work to be on top of things. And that's just another tool for people to use in order to do so. So definitely follow them. And I will show this out. I will shamelessly plug it right now. In the same sense that information is key into everything that we do, definitely follow ICI. And I'm telling you guys right now, if you guys have a project, you guys are interested in a project, you guys represent a project, whatever it may be, do take it upon yourself. Take a minute. It takes like no time to do it. I promise you. Go submit your information on whatever part of ICI or Interchain Info you need to do that on, and let us know. Like just, you know, just give us a heads up. Either one of us will take a look at it and make sure everything's kosher. But like if you guys want exposure, if you guys want the people to be informed, you need to get it on there. Timmy, like just recently on the Saga airdrop, you were saying how much was the recent views? That was amazing.
I don't want to misquote, and I'm sure it's more by now. Let me see. A very large amount of page views came to the Saga ecosystem due to the airdrop, of course. And I think 4 or 5 projects have marked themselves as part of the Saga ecosystem. Now, that you might go, well, duh, it just launched. There aren't that many projects. There are people validating it. There are people planning to build with and already building on them. There are projects that are confirmed but not live yet. You guys just missed out on like tens, 20, thousands of potential users. It's crazy, yeah. And it's easy to do. You can even have your community do it. You know, if you want to do a sort of bounty program integrated into Zeely or Galaxy, like help contribute to our index page or create content about us, add it to the resource hub, that can be a really great way to kind of take some of that load off your back, bring it into community, make them feel like they're doing something, part of your project. Appreciate the shout out, Tank. I was going to bring up the Saga anyways, because like just what a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Ed, I see you on mute if you want to.
No, I think Tank was just on fire. He was just like firing these off, you know, do this and do that. And I appreciate that. I respect it. I also want to shout out that there's quite a few other people in the space that are doing similar or related type of content. And my hat's off to them. It's just hard. It's hard to read the tea leaves. It's hard to understand what someone's trying to say with an emoji. And, you know, there are these teams with, you know, gazillions of money raised and they're spending all this, you know, resources on artwork and blog posts. And this just came up earlier today with Namada. Like, come on, just be clear. What is it that you're going to do? I mean, it is just stupid. But the people that are trying to follow this and trying to explain it to others, my hat's off to them. And it's a lot of work. So just wanted to call that out.
Yeah, it's everybody needs help and to be helping others a little bit more in this ecosystem, I think. It'll always be PvP, but there's a middle ground we got to find. All right, we'll stop the shilling. Last thing I'll say, just because it is helpful, Airdrops One also has a website, easiest URL to remember, airdrops.one. Now you can just kind of see everything in one place rather than having to scroll through a long Twitter feed if you're trying to see what to catch up on, that sort of thing. All right, okay, so diving in. There has been a number of pieces of news this week. I guess we'll maybe start in the cosmos. So obviously one of the big shakeups has been the Celestia Sloth collection. Something I missed out on.
NFT guy.
I am blessed to have been gifted this bad kid. It will never be sold. But weren't so lucky with a sloth, and they have I think taken over the floor price of bad kids. They're obviously still behind in market cap. And I just like to see Stargaze winning. I've been a little disappointed in some of the like feuding going on. There's also mad scientists coming up. It's like, no, this looks great on Cosmos to every other ecosystem. You missed out on that too, though, Tank.
Entirely. And but you know, honestly, you know, I'm not mad or anything like that. It was good on the way that they did that. It was kind of sneaky. It was under the radar, and all of a sudden it was like, bam. You know, they're minting a couple of people. I got to give shout outs to like Homestead and a few others that are ambassadors on the Stargaze program, right? I think Little Games actually was the head of that at one point. I don't know if he still is. Anyway, you know, they mentioned it a few times, and I just, you know, life, you get busy. I was in the middle of the day. People started minting it out. It was only one. You know how many of them I could have minted a whole bunch of those.
Wait, so you do have one though, or?
No, what was the mint price? It was only one.
Just right? One Tia.
Yeah, it was just one Tia. So many Tia.
Right. So many. Also, how cool is it that an official, you know, well, I know Tia is a Celestia is a unique chain, but I just love that they were willing to issue an NFT collection on a relatively unrelated chain. Pretty related in, you know, same architecture, Cosmos, IBC, but that was just very cool to see. Similar with Geckies on Stargaze recently, that's related to the DYDX collection. Like, I want to see more of that. I think that's really powerful.
Yeah, it just feels like Stargaze is this untapped, you know, super weapon. It's just waiting to, like, you know, spread its wings and go. And I think everyone's going to rise with it. This collection specifically.
Yeah, shout out to them for being against geo-blocking. That's something I know me and you feel very strongly about, that they basically said, F that, like, we're Web3.
Yep, and I see Bad Kids is here. Just, how you doing? It's, you know, always amazing to connect with you, and thank you for your support. But I always say to you that I want everyone to rise with Stargaze, and hopefully more and more collections are going to get visibility. But in this specific case, imagine when you're going to be able to buy them using Celestia token natively on Stargaze. I think that's just going to keep climbing. It hasn't happened yet. And I think there's a lot of people waiting for that update. So probably same will happen to other collections down the line. So again, can't wait for Stargaze to rise and to be this other thing that we have. I think we all understand the potential. We're all users of it. But I feel like it's just waiting for its breakthrough moment. And I think it's coming.
This might have even been the start of it. I wonder if this cycle in general will be its breakthrough moment. I mean, I think it's somewhat Bad Kids has already proven the platform's redundancy by lasting so strongly through the bear that now we're just set up for success. Okay.
You know, speaking of Stargaze though, did you guys see the proposal in regards to, I'm drawing up Stride's proposal?
I did see something about that. Quite a large ask.
Yeah, a lot of people very verbal about that, are very expressive on social media about that.
So for people not sure what we're talking about, there is a community pool governance prop ask on Stargaze for some large amount of tokens, like as a percentage of the community pools, to be used for Stride for liquid staking. Would it be for liquidity pools with ST stars? I think
Thinking it was liquidity pools.
So, yeah. But it's just, it's a very large ask. A lot of people are pushing back. Encourage you to go check that out. You can find it on MintScan or within your wallet, wherever you normally go to check out props, as well as probably on Twitter if you scroll. Cool. Actually, so I think what might work here actually is maybe I'll go through some of these talking points fairly rapid fire. If either of you want to chime in for something kind of specific and short, feel free to do so. But then we'll both open up the stage to anyone who wants to maybe come chat about those topics, as well as circle back to ones we find interesting. I think that could be a good way to tackle this.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Cool. So in addition to Sloth, we have Cosmwasm that is officially coming to the hub. Technically, the code proposal hasn't passed, but the signaling proposal for implementing permission to Cosmwasm on the hub has passed, which basically means there will be smart contracts in the hub in future, in some capacity. Permissioned meaning not anyone will be able to upload them. It'll be gated through governance, but that's a big step that's been talked about for a really long time. Moving on, maybe actually, Ed, if you have any little extra bits, we'll keep it short, but the Saga airdrop, obviously another huge piece of news. What are some of the things you saw from that, or insights or anything in that regard?
Yeah, I think the one thing that stood out to me is just like spying, not spying, but it looks like people overlooked the press release, and Saga team put out a press release with like Business Wire and whoever. And in there was some very little detail about the fact that they're going to be dropping loot boxes. And this is confusing and not clear. I have no idea what that is. You know, I understand what a loot box is in terms of like the gaming concept, but in terms of how Saga is going to be airdropping that, that's confusing. I don't know if they're referring to their gaming partners that will potentially give you in-game content as a reward, as an airdrop, like, you know, some cosmetic thing or whatever that may be, or if it's actually tokens. And if that's what the article meant, maybe for people that are not in the space, maybe loot boxes sound better than airdrop. But nevertheless, they already mentioned 100. And so that really stood out. It's not something that's called out on Saga's feed at all. It's an official press release, so it's not like some bullshit article. But that definitely stood out. And maybe to take a step back, a little bit of a lack of information, I think, for a regular user. It's now a second or a third launch in a row where basically the community, and some of you guys are here, I see you in the spaces, you're carrying the water for the team. Hey, here's how you stake. Hey, here's how you claim. Here's how to delegate. It's like, seriously, I mean, we're in this time and space where it's not so hard to put out an FAQ and save people from clicking on links they shouldn't be clicking because this airdrop was actually in your wallet. So just very strange and kind of weird for a team of this size and caliber not to go out and just put a basic, you know, 1-3, this is what you're supposed to do. But, you know, that aside, I think, you know, mostly everyone that claimed got it. You know, I didn't get it. I didn't increase my stake. I'm going to be transparent and honest because I feel like me keeping my Atom delegated is already a skin in the game. I didn't realize I need to be increasing it to provide more loyalty and support. But nevertheless, congratulations to the validators, to the Saga team. And I think it's really exciting that similar to Dimension, if you're staking your airdrop, you're basically locking yourself in for more and more airdrops that will come with these chainlets that Saga is going to be launching on their chain. And I'm not qualified to give you financial advice, but if that's what you're going to do, you're probably going to get more airdrops.
Awesome. Nice and concise. Yeah, and some good insight there, I think. More projects thinking about airdrops should get in touch with platforms that specialize in them. Like obviously us and Airdrops One, but there are other accounts out there, like Ed mentioned, that do a great job as well. And we don't necessarily think of them as competitors. More so, we just want projects to be able to reach and better communicate with their audiences than what is the current standard. I think pretty much everyone can agree on that. Okay, so moving on. These ones super quick, just so people are aware, there are two pretty large events going on, as well as a couple other small ones. We have Paris Blockchain Week, which is currently in action, and then Token 2049 coming up. So way too much to get into specifics there, but keep an eye out for announcements, new projects, updates, alpha, that sort of thing. Usually a lot can come with these events. And then onto some of the less great news going on. So Uniswap, as many of you may have saw, or either on a chart or news-wise, recently got some attention from the SEC. So they basically, let's see, the SEC notified about potential enforcement against the Uniswap Labs team. They've declined to comment any further at this point. Again, this is something we can circle back to, but kind of doing a quick roundup here. In that same vein, Filecoin, their staking protocol core team was recently detained by Chinese police. And as part of that, somehow related, $22 million worth of FIL, the Filecoin, was sent to an unknown address. People noticed that on chain. No more details on how that's related, but happened at nearly the same time. So obviously, potential impact if you're either an investor or even just using Filecoin. Luckily, benefit of being decentralized is, you know, in theory, China can't take down Filecoin, the network, but still something to keep an eye on if you're integrating or working with it. On the stablecoin front, interesting, we were just talking to Noble. They're integrating Frax soon, like they mentioned, which is big. There's also another sort of new player in the game. I do not know a ton about them, but just to call it out, Athena Labs has been growing at a rapid pace recently and have recently passed 2 billion in circulating supply of their USDE token. So I'm going to be doing some deep dives there. Everybody knows my thoughts on Tether and a couple other stable coins. No reason to think there's anything wrong with these guys, but that is a lot of demand and a lot of supply. So something to keep an eye on. Sticking with the stable coin trend, Sony Bank, I guess Sony, the banking arm of the Japanese gaming and entertainment conglomerate, so PlayStations, TVs, electronics, they are looking into and performing stablecoin trials on Polygon. So not a ton of info there yet. Actually, some we can circle back to if we're interested, but sort of in the initial exploratory phases, really interesting to shout out just due to it's the way stablecoins are evolving. And it was funny, we had Noble on the show today. Similarly, you guys will brush this off. Quite a few billion tethers have been printed out of thin air in the past week alone, with very few explanations as to who's buying them, where it's coming from. Paolo, who is, what is he? Oh, he's CEO now. Okay. He's claiming it's just inventory being replenished, and it is an authorized but not issued transaction, basically meaning we don't have to tell you what this is for. We're just preparing it for future deployment. So probably some pumps coming soon. Whether there is legitimate money behind them or not, who knows?
Timmy, I just got to cut you off. I love the fact that you're always on top of Tether. Like, if you want to know, like, sometimes if you just want to know if it's the right time to, like, get ready for a pump, just ask Timmy, hey, was there any Tether printed? Because that's probably what's going to happen.
It's unfortunate, but it is quite a good trade indicator, actually.
It so is, dude.
Like, so many people during the kind of depths of the bear started re-DCing AN when Tether issuance picked back up. And it just makes sense. Whether it's legitimate or not, it makes sense is the thing.
Yeah, that's not financial advice, but just kind of watch it. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Here's related to Tether, pretty random though. Bifinex, the Tether, same company. They act like they aren't. Absolutely. When Tether needs to do an audit, they take funds from Bitfinex, you know, give them back to them right after, etc. They're going into real world things now, which is just interesting. Nothing to touch on too long. So they unveiled a $6.25 million tokenized debt issued in El Salvador to build an airport and hotel complex. So maybe that's what Tether's doing with all the fraud money.
Fly into El Salvador's Bitfinex airport, I'm going to have so many drinks. That's going to be hilarious.
I don't know if I trust that airport. We'll see, though.
Well, yeah.
How interesting.
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
How interesting would it be if Tether and Bitfinex's long-term game plan is to make money fraudulently in crypto only to use for legitimate real-world businesses? I don't think that's what's going on, but would be funny. Okay, before I keep just shotgunning here, only got a couple more. Anything else, Ed or Tank, want to jump in with?
Yeah, I do. To take two steps back real quickly, because the Cosmos ecosystem, but I do want to make people aware and do my my transparency. Right, while I say this, I got to let you guys know I am sponsored by Shade, and I am sponsored by some of these guys in Ellis. I'm a brigader, as they call it. But we do have two test nets in the Cosmos ecosystem right now that you guys can participate in, and I highly suggest that you guys do so. Ellis Network is going to be the platform for the AEZ, for the Atom Hub, or at least that's what they're aiming for. They have a testnet that you can go and play on right now, where you can check out theirs. I believe they have swaps, staking, rewards, a few other things. I don't think their perps are out just yet, but if you interact with it daily, there could be benefits. I'm not too sure about that entirely 100%, but still, nonetheless, you guys know how that goes. Participation, most of the time within the Cosmos ecosystem, usually yields some sort of, I'm trying to choose my words correctly. And then we have the Shade protocol that actually has a public testnet for their native LSD. This was a question actually I want to ask you, both Ed and Timmy, if you guys actually had wondered or played around with this, because I think the native LST is a very interesting conversation. And, we've talked about this many times about LSTs and, how third-party derivatives and stuff like that are kind of taking over. And I put out a video just recently that's going to be going on ICI.
Since I know you have to hop soon, I'm not very in the loop there. So we could kind of pause on the roundtable if you wanted to give a quick, just a high level overview of what's going on there. So with LST.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I do have to get off here just a little bit. What they're trying to do is they're issuing native LST. So instead of bringing something, you know, from a third party, which obviously you guys know.
Wait, did you see my tweet today, Tank?
I did not. I'm sorry. I've been all over the tweet.
I'm going to pin it above. Sorry to cut you off. That just said, how long until LSD for L1 assets is something natively integrated at the chain level? I literally asked that today, unrelated. That's hilarious. Sorry, continue. I know your time's short.
So what they're doing is they're introducing their own native LSD, which is, again, I believe it's called, again, I'm having a brain fart right now because I'm trying to do two things. B-Shade, could be wrong. Don't come at me, Shade Protocol. I promise you, I knew what it was this morning. But anyway, it's their native variation of it. And this, you know, kind of keeps a lot of the control in-house. It's going to allow them to actually deploy things on their platform a lot more fluidly than actually having to enter a third-party derivative and, you know, work around those issues. So there's like a lot of things that they can do in-house with the native LSD. But in any case, there is a testnet right now that you guys can participate on and check it out. And again, you know, the benefits of doing so are neither here nor there, but usually there is some rewards for doing, you know, public testnets. So definitely check out the Shade Twitter handle. Maybe if I can find mine before I have to leave, I'll pin it up there. But there's also a video that I recently just did this morning. Don't have it up on ICI just yet, but I'll hopefully be able to get that tomorrow, later on today. But yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hey, with that, I do got to run, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Cool. Only thing I'll say, Tank, is in future, don't worry at all. Feel like shilling your sponsors or anything. If anything, those are connections we can pull on. You'll be in the loop about things I'm not. So always feel free to, you know, shout out news about them. Anyone in the cosmos, that's who we're here to support. Tank, enjoy your anniversary. I think that's anniversary.
Anniversary, yeah. And her birthday. Oh, I was a doofus. And
I
married my wife right on, well, I'm not going to tell you guys that, but right on the weekend of the deadline for taxes, her birthday. And I was an idiot. I should have thought that through. But anyway.
Well, go enjoy it, my friend. Tell her.
Enjoy. You guys have fun.
From us for taking any of your time today.
Awesome. Thank you, Tank.
I'll talk to you guys later, guys.
Cool, cool. Okay. Let's see. Next up, this isn't a really specific piece of news, but in general, some of the concerns around Ether, as far as the SEC is concerned, Ethereum, are somewhat easing, just as centralization is starting to ease up, mainly because of Lido's percentage stake dropping rather quickly. So there's been a lot of talks in official channels, online channels, in these sort of SEC backrooms and such about it's starting to look better. So people are, we're always going to be on edge until they've made an actual decision. But hopefully Lido losing a little bit of its dominance there helps with the truly decentralized argument. Kind of a fun, weird one here, but wanted to include it just because one of those tie-ins you wouldn't expect. One of the largest NFT collections. I know nothing about NFTs, not even sure what chain it's on. I think it's Ethereum, maybe Solana, but Doodles, a pretty classic one. They have a real life movie coming out with Lil Wayne, Pharrell Williams, and Coi Leray, which I think is also a famous person. I think she's like a TikToker or something. But it's called Dullsville and the Doodleverse. Far from sponsored by them, not a promotion, but I think it's interesting. If it's any good, I think it would be a pretty good sign of crypto, right? Most, except for a few exceptions like Pudgy Penguins, most attempts to sort of bring crypto culture into the real world have sort of flopped, been a little cringy, embarrassing, whatever. This very may well be, but I don't think Lil Wayne would allow his name attached to something that is too bad. So we'll see. That's an interesting one. Let's see. I think that's a lot of our main stuff. We went through the Cosmos Hub, getting permissioned. Let's see. Oh yeah, two last little things, just sort of interesting. So more just news on real world, sort of meeting blockchain things working together. Tezos and Google are doing something together. Not in the way that Tezos would probably like you to think. Google's not necessarily a major investor suddenly, but I think Google is now running a node on Tezos, Google Cloud, at least their arm, and are working with them in some capacity to probably integrate on a deeper level. So that's pretty interesting. Tezos is somewhat of a forgotten coin. Well, maybe that's just because we're in Cosmos, but I've always kept my eye on it. It's an OG in my mind. And then not that Google's exactly great, you know, privacy-wise or anything, but somewhat on the flip side, Huawei, the capitalist side of the Chinese government, let's just say, is working with Cardano now, or at least, again, similarly, I actually lost the article on it here, I just have it in my notes, but just something with cloud support, I think running a node or validator or whatever Cardano's equivalent is. But again, yeah, so just wanted to keep things sort of high level there. I lost those two articles, but interesting things to note. So we're very much over time already here. However, happy to circle back to any of those topics, open the stage if people want to come up and shoot the shit. And of course, Ed, if there's anything you want to tackle or talk about, we can dive in there first. Otherwise, maybe we'll wrap it up because we're already 10 minutes over. But I have some more free time, so I'm flexible.
Yeah, no, thank you, Timmy. I think it's, if anyone in the audience has anything that they want to bring up, it would be a great time. I think we're over and want to be respectful of everyone's time.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, not getting any requests. Yeah, we're going to hopefully keep the format of this show interesting and switched up. So when we do interviews like this, we'll try and keep them as engaging, interesting conversations, not just your normal bullet points. We'll always try and do this news roundup. And some shows will even, we want to really get creative with it. Tank and I might do one with videos on, also streaming to his live stream. So you can join in here or there. Activities, some weeks we may just shoot the shit. Next week, I'm actually going to be completely out of office. I'll be on vacation next week. So Tank will be handling the show. And if times can align, he may have Reese join him, not as an interview, but just as, you know, a genius coding dude shooting the shit with a genius businessman. And as always, if Ed here is available, he'll probably tune in as well. We will try and make these always at this time period, but sometimes to accommodate guests, it may shift. So just keep an eye out each week for the post. We'll try and get them out as soon as possible. And yeah, with that, no more requests. Thanks everybody so much for tuning in. I've missed doing spaces. It's good to get back in the swing of these. Tank's gone, but huge shout out to him for helping. Thank you as always, Ed. And also gone, but shout out to Yelena from Noble for coming on and sharing her time with us. As always, if you have any questions about anything, my DMs are open. If you need help exploring the cosmos, check out Interchain Info. If you want to help people explore the cosmos, go contribute to Interchain Info. And if you're trying to get the best, I almost said best deals, best catch rate possible for airdrops, then make sure to give Airdrops One here a follow and check out the website airdrops.one. I think I missed anything there, except for we have a very, very large announcement coming tomorrow, but stay tuned. Yeah, anything?
All right. No, that's it. I think you just gave away something, but I just want to acknowledge everyone in the audience. Thank you. Thank you guys for being here, for following, for engaging, for contributing. Couldn't have done it without you, and we still have a lot more to do. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll catch you next Thursday.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's spin my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.